All right, let's turn our attention to local, and Mayor Nancy Berry's here this morning. Well, there you go. You followed Jack Hanna, and well, you're the closing act. I mean, we had the congressman, we had Jack Hanna, we had Senator Schwertner, and now it's the mayor of College Station.
I'm just honored.
Just glad to be part of the crowd, right?
Absolutely.
There you go. Let's talk about a meeting that you attended yesterday, which had to do with transportation and the future of this area. Kind of give us your thoughts as you came away from that.
Well, it's a subcommittee of the council. It's the Transportation and Mobility Committee. We meet monthly. We had a meeting yesterday, John McGrath with the district and Peter Lang from Texas A&M Transportation joined us. And
excuse me just a second. So that people know, the district is the bus line, in case
correct.
You don't
that's,
know it is that
it's
way.
It's the public transportation
people
district.
People might know it as Brazos Transit. That's how they would think.
Correct.
Excuse me, go ahead.
And it's referred to as the district.
Right.
Anyway, what we learned yesterday is that an individual in Brazos County can ride the Texas A&M bus system with a permit. And you get the permit for $35 annually from the district. You go to their office, which is on North Earl Rutter Freeway, and you go in and you show them some identification so they can do a picture ID or whatever. And you just show that ID on the bus and you can ride. Of course, you still have to pay a fee if you go on the district bus, which is $1.50 per ride. But this will help a lot of people. It'll be able to go throughout the route. There'll be a maroon bus that'll go from the district office straight to campus behind the YMCA building. And so it's an opportunity for the mass transit that is A&M bus system to merge with the district, so it will help the mobility around the city.
And the thing is, you don't use the system, I don't use the system, but there are people who are really dependent on this, and as our cities grow, it becomes more and more important.
It does, and it's something that the Transportation Committee has been working on for some time and has the university and the district together. So it was really exciting news.
And I know, and we should mention, Councilmember Brick, this is something that is really in her wheelhouse.
Absolutely, and she chairs our committee on transportation.
Can we talk a little bit about the meeting that you've got coming up, I think, next Tuesday with the College Station ISD?
Yes.
What are your expectations there? What's the purpose of that meeting?
I think the purpose is just to touch base with each other and find out what's going on. I suspect we'll get a demographic report from the school district. They're going to go out for a bond issue in the fall, as is the city, so we'll be talking about bond issue types of things. And as they plan for growth, what kind of infrastructure the city needs to provide, those types of things.
Okay. Because I think we don't, and I remember we had this when we were talking to the candidates forum, we don't want bond issue after bond issue just stacking up behind people, because that does not end well.
Correct. And the school district was hoping they could go out till 2016, but they can't. And our last bond issue was 2008.
Right.
So
Nancy Berry joining us this morning, the mayor of College Station. Where are we on Chimney Hill and the development there?
Yeah, we met with the PM Realty Group, which is the property owners, last week. We had an excellent meeting. They are commissioned architectural drawings, which usually take about 5 or 6 months to complete. And during that same...
We're going to need...
Excuse me, my fault. Go ahead.
During the same time, we expect to have demolition on phase one, and construction will also start. So probably third, fourth quarter of this year.
Okay. And while we're talking about that, is there any more discussion about what's going to happen with City Hall? It's an ongoing problem. You know, everybody's rubbing elbows against each other, and there's not enough room for file space or people space, really.
Yeah. Well, we're looking at that as well, and the bond committee is looking at that as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a situation that needs to be resolved sooner as opposed to later.
Let's hope so. So now, and I got to ask, anything else you got for me?
Yeah, the Brazos Valley Senior Games are going to take place this weekend. We've got more than 500 competitors coming, and a lot of them are from out of town. 84% are actually coming from out of town. The furthest traveled will be Joe Durenberger from Los Angeles. He's 80 years old.
Wow.
Competing in track and field, and our oldest competitor is Clara Lanham of College Station. She's just shy of 92 years old, and she's going to be playing 42 dominoes.
Oh, wow. Full contact dominoes right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah. At 92, you don't want to have more contact than that, I don't think.
No, this probably
anyway,
won't.
And that's event is scheduled, and check it out at cstx.gov/seniors.
Okay. I don't know if it's archived on their website, but I want to get your comments because Super Bowl Sunday, the CBS Morning News had a feature story that had your son involved.
It did, and it was fun to watch.
Yeah, yeah. So now, did he tell you about, are there any outtakes? Do you get to see any outtakes, or do you know if there were any outtakes out of it?
I have no idea. I mean, I saw it for the first time like everybody else. Yeah. There was a picture of him when he was 14 and he started playing, and that story is kind of interesting. The first draft took place at Woody Thompson's house. And,
okay.
And they set up a VCR camera. And everybody forgot about it. And then Woody moved a couple of years ago, and they found the tape.
How fun.
Yeah, so that was great fun.
That's it. Anyway, in case you don't know, her son is Matthew Berry, and he's the ESPN guru when it comes to fantasy football. So on Super Bowl Sunday, they did that thing. It's kind of fun. Thanks for the time this morning.
Always a pleasure.
That's
Thank
Nancy,
you.
You bet. That's Nancy Berry, who's the mayor of College Station and the mom of Matthew Berry. What's your name again? Berry. That's it.
And I also have another son, Jonathan.
You do, as a matter of fact. So anyhow, and we visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays.